We'll be right back. I'm here post show with Em and Sarah from Phonic Shack. Hello, guys.
Hey. Hi there. How's it going?
You guys are so energetic for a band that's just come off stage.
I'm the adrenaline is pumping through my veins.
I just think this is us 24/7 anyway. Like,
to be fair.
Maybe there's 10 minutes of the day where we're all slumped down on the settee, but then it's just back to woo.
We've also had a few margaritas, some vodkas, and now drinking a absolutely ribbon.
A little teeny tiny beer, like nothing crazy.
Mm-hmm. How do the beers here compare with the ones you have in Cardiff?
Do you know what? We are loving a PBR.
This is actually a gorgeous
lager. It's a nice
beer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We also love Modelo's, and they sell them a lot more in this side of the world.
Yeah.
Than our side of the world. I forgot we were in Canada for a second. But yes, they're
love
good.
Canada.
They're good.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are, first North American tour, first time in Canada, first show in Canada as well, and you guys killed it. How's it been from your side of the stage?
That's really sweet to start with. Actually, like, it felt really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this now, I haven't enjoyed a gig like that
mm-hmm.
Since we got here, yeah.
My favourite show so far, hands
mm-hmm.
down.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, like, really raw and, like, fun. Everyone's going for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't had that yet. So Canada really pulled it out the bag.
Absolutely. I loved it.
And also, like, I mean, I think we knew this was going to be a really high energy, really anticipated show, because this was one of the shows that got upgraded. So
yeah.
It's like, you know, there's this royal upgrade, there's going to be more people out here. It's great for a first time that you're here, isn't it?
I know, I guess, like, yeah, I forgot you got upgraded, so I guess people were, like, rip-roaring and ready to go, like, since the tickets came on sale.
It's wild to think that people on this side of the world, like, resonate with our music
mm-hmm.
and bought that many tickets and went that crazy.
It's shocking, like, but like it's the best feeling ever.
Mm-hmm. You forget you're on the other side of the world when you're playing a show. In that moment, everyone mm-hmm. is going for it. You're like, oh, I could be anywhere.
It's like when there's a friend. It's like when there's like people in the crowd you've got something in common with. It's really nice.
Makes the world just feel a little bit smaller and more connected when you're on stage and you see everybody doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You do forget mm-hmm. where you are.
Yeah.
This is pretty amazing.
Well, I personally wasn't surprised because I heard the debut album that came out last year, your self-titled debut album. And you know how they say that debut albums or self-titled albums mm-hmm. are kind of like these statement pieces, and like mm-hmm. when it's your name on the album, it's kind of representing you. I feel like we got that down on the Phonic Shack album for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because the album to me sounds like a night out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, like, that's exactly how it's mm-hmm. supposed to feel, actually.
Yeah. Just following our daily lives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
it's kind of like walking between conversations, like at a party mm-hmm. or something like that. You're kind of going from, you walk by, you hear someone's talking about like they're not having pockets in their jeans, walking about just being like, oh, I need to pick up toothpaste tomorrow, or just going by and being like, oh, you know, I got a personal best on my run the other day. It just feels like walking through a little
mm-hmm.
party.
I absolutely love that's how it comes across, because it's like literally what we intended.
Yeah.
Like not so literal in a way, but like it's just because we do that
mm-hmm.
and we wanted to capture us, and that is us.
I feel like this, like our lives together just kind of feel like a bit of a party.
Mm-hmm.
Like as soon as we're all together, it's like less goal, like
mm-hmm.
we're in party mode, and I think that is what we try to capture on the track
mm-hmm.
and I think people can tell that it comes across in a live show as well.
Yeah, I hear that on Girl Band Starter Pack.
Yeah.
For sure. Like,
mm-hmm.
that's... And I love that that's the first song of the album as well.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of people's introduction to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, we're kicking off this party right at the top with all of the energy, you know?
It's Welcome to Phonic Shack World.
Mm-hmm.
That was what that song was meant to do. And
you did a job.
I think so. I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
And is the cover for that, like the cover art for that, also it's you guys in a specific pub
mm-hmm.
in Cardiff, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The famous City Arms.
You might have gone there.
I might
have, oh,
you
did
might
you?
Have gone there, yeah.
Is
like,
it in the corners?
No.
Okay.
But I know the one you're talking about.
It's on the
about,
corner of
yeah.
that street, so Wormley
right.
Street, where Club Ifa Bach is.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the corner, like towards the Millennium Stadium.
Okay.
So it's like, you might have gone in.
It's like,
I will have passed it for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you would have passed
100%.
It. It's loads of people stood outside it all the time. Just a buzz of Cardiff. Everyone goes there before a gig,
mm.
after a gig,
yeah.
after work. It's just a great
place. It's a rite of passage.
That's why we had to we're always there. That pub for the shop. It's famous.
Yeah. Now even more famous.
Yeah.
Yeah. From our What's it called again?
The City Arms plug.
That's for our listeners.
Yeah.
And I want to come back to talking about, you know, Cardiff and how you guys are, like, personifying the Cardiff night out after. But I also want to talk about just how everyday a lot of the lyrics are. Like, we were talking about the, like, the toothpaste, the pockets. Like, when I heard pockets, I was just, like, last year when the album came out, I was just like, I need this song in my life so bad. But I think I was, like, I was driving to, we were doing, like, an outdoor street thing. And I was like, we need to get to the side of the road so that I can post about this.
Oh, that is so sweet.
That is amazing. Sometimes a song just really does get you.
Yeah, like it's for the girls, like really, like we're the only ones that kind of know how it feels.
Totally.
And we get like a bunch of men commenting on that video, being like, "Why are they just like talking about pockets? Like it's so like it's so shallow. Like it's not deep at all. It's like actually it's really deep. Like
it actually is very deep if you really look into it.
If you go further, they don't." Give women pockets so they have to carry things in a bag so you buy
more
crap.
Things
yeah
capitalism
it.
Women.
Yeah it's got a big mess in like a silly little
but that's what
package.
We do best that's who we are we like yeah okay we have these views and opinions but we are also people that don't like talking and giving speeches that often so we just make them in a funny little song instead and
yeah.
I mean, the whole thing about like your like trousers being aerodynamic is so funny to me.
We actually fucking love this song so much. Like, it's so fun to perform. So I love saying those lyrics so much. Like,
we have fun writing them as well. We're like, what can we put next? Then we're all in stitches for like 10 minutes. Yeah. And that's how the writing process goes most of the time.
Thick, firm, keys, lip gloss. Jeans without them remains a mystery, and tonight I kinda wanted to be hands-free. Oh, my baby.
I've also got, again, like really irreverent songs like Tit School, but there's also like you said, there's this real like poignant message behind it as well. And the whole like the song is basically like you guys coming from a more working class background, and I know it's important to you as well that like that's very underrepresented almost in music and art and those kind of spaces. Like it's kind of falling out more and more.
Yeah, completely. Like everything's getting more expensive, so people have less money to pursue creative like careers and just like even hobbies that could like lead you to something more exciting. And even like for people who are doing like 100 shows a year, like it's still really hard to make a living off it. Like we also love day jobs, and it's just like so many levels to feel like the time to take off to write, to gig, to actually pay for an album. It's like so expensive, and the bar keeps getting higher and higher and higher.
Yeah, the world ain't getting any easier.
It's getting harder.
Everything's getting more expensive. Yeah. So we maybe if we like 3 years ago, if we were still. I don't know how
if we were at this
it.
Level 3 years ago, we would have been making a living, maybe. But like, and it's nobody's fault apart from like the system and the government. Like, and it's just difficult.
Yeah.
But that's what we could like to shout about it, because I feel like people just don't understand like the severity of it.
Yeah,
we still keep it light, kind of.
Yeah,
well, we did in Tit School, we kept it light. But then, obviously, our most recent single, we just laid it there.
Kind of a bit like tired with it all. Because it is really, really exhausting. You've got to love it.
It is very exhausting as well. Like to come home after the day job and just be like, now I've got to find the energy to create.
Sarah was like.
I'm just thinking out loud. Sorry.
Sarah like went back to a day job like a few hours after Jules Holland.
Oh yeah. Doing like the biggest thing for our career ever. And then we got home at like 3 a.m. and then I'd work at 7 a.m. so I had to get up at 6 o'clock. It was just I was on a high, to be fair. I could have done anything that next day. So I was like, I fucking just did Jules Holland, I don't give a TSS. But it's tough out here.
It's tough.
And there's other like really cool songs on the album as well. We need to talk about Dennis. I can't swear on this, but like the F boys.
Yeah, sorry about me. Swearing.
Yeah. But it's how do you guys deal with a Dennis?
Well, actually, Dennis is right here.
This it's actually me.
Dennis is the.
It's my alter ego, sorry.
The naughty, naughty F boy. Nah, she's just a bit of fun, you know. She gets a little crazy after a little bit of a drink. Sometimes she doesn't remember. Sometimes she's jumping on the back of street sweepers. Sometimes she's riding a skateboard around her kitchen in front of everyone.
Over and over
at the house party, falling off, banging her head.
Yeah.
And we caught her in the morning, and it's all good. But Denise is who you don't want to be. I haven't seen Denise in years, though.
No, she doesn't come out that often.
She's a good girl.
Yeah, basically, Dennis, we made it out to be like. It sounds like a creepy guy, but it's actually
just, and he's,
he's not creepy, he's just a fucking nightmare.
Naughty.
Sorry, I keep swearing. He's a nightmare. He's just a bit rowdy. He's my drunken alter ego when I've had a drink.
As a band, as a lot of people were saying to you today as well, you're a band that kind of blew up online. That first wave of bands like coming out of lockdown where it was like, okay, we're doing guitar music again, we're doing rock music again. And like you guys got a huge moment from that, and you're still seeing people who've like seen you guys maybe when like the ick was blowing up and stuff online, the TikTok dances of course. And do you see a lot of that at shows and everything?
Well,
this is hard to know, isn't it?
Because that kind of blew up mostly in the US, and it's still first time being over here. And I think I asked in a show the other day if people had come from the dance, and a few people raised their hands, and I was like, I'm sorry that this is a punk show.
Tonight there's a few girls, the girls that we're in the photo with, they would come from the dance, and they were like losing their
mind.
And it was kind of wild because I signed her bra. She asked me to sign her bra, and I was like, "Well, me? You want me to sign your bra?" Like,
that's the rock star level.
Yeah. You got the right one. But it's really cool. It's just cool to have people come for other ways of life.
Yeah,
we may not like punk music.
I know, we're converting them.
We're converting people. We do. convert people to the show.
It's a good show to see tonight, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the energy today was incredible. But I was also thinking about, like, the online thing, of course. And, like, I remember this was maybe a little bit more, like, years ago, when it was, like, at first when that was happening, there was just people out there, a lot of men, who just could not comprehend, like, like coming to the whole, like, the industry plant thing once again.
Oh, my God, I know.
That was the worst. That actually sucked a lot. Mm-hmm. We went through hell with that, actually, when it first happened, and we got viral and went down the wrong side of the internet. I mean, now it's made us really strong, and we've got thicker skin than ever, and you can't say a word to us now, really.
I don't care, really.
I mean, we get a lot from men online, even now. But we only care about the girlies anyway, so...
And we've got each other. Yeah, we've got each other, we kind of, like, back each other up, don't we?
Yeah.
And we talk about it when...
Thank God.
Yeah.
We always think, if we were a solo artist, how hard it must be for them.
Online are... horrible.
Yeah.
Like, I feel sorry for, like, so many artists. Mm-hmm. Like people are horrible to, like, CMAP. People are horrible to Lolly Young.
Yeah.
Like, just for existing. And mm-hmm. I'm glad we're for each other, and I hope they've got a good support network around them.
Because totally.
It is rough. Like, mm-hmm. and people are, like, think they're so entitled to an opinion online.
Yeah.
And F off. Like, I know you can't say that, but just F off everybody. Yeah. All you men.
All you
horrible men.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks God.
And I think the proof is in the pudding. Like, when people come out to the shows, it's all positivity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what we're about. Like, that is what we are about. Like, we love bringing the party, having fun, having a few, you know, harsh words.
Hey, you know what? It says more about them than it does about us. Mm-hmm. So I think, screw you. You're not up there.
Screw
with four of your best mates. Five of your best mates. Not four of your best mates. Five including me.
I'm going to sue your ass. That's our new favourite saying.
Since we've been in America, we're going to start suing people.
Mm-hmm. That's the one thing you've got to take away from this tour.
Yeah, I'm going to sue your ass, bro.
But I love how it's just been getting bigger and bigger. Like, the album came out last year, it was shortlisted for the World Music Prize as well, and that's, like, that's a big moment as well, because it's like you look at the albums that have been shortlisted before and you look at the bands that have won it. I mean, firstly, it really just shows, like, what an incredible scene there is right now in Wales, and then to be part of, like, the sort of curated 10 or 12 albums.
Mm-hmm. I know, it was, like, honestly, kind of like, do you know what? I want to say it was shocking, but at the same time, we've been working so hard. People were waiting for it. We kind of was expected.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, being amongst, like, amazing people like Gwen or, like, and some of our favourite
Cardiff bands, like, legends.
And it was just nice to be up there and to be acknowledged.
Yeah, acknowledged. Like, people always say that.
It's just a little bit of acknowledgement.
Especially from our peers, our Welsh peers. We don't really get that all the time for the members that we do.
Yeah.
And we forget.
But, like, we're part of the crew, and sometimes you feel like I'm not. I'm, like, on the outside looking into it.
Mm-hmm. It's good to have that reminder as well.
Yeah.
We were one of the performers, I forget now.
Yeah, we were. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was really fun.
I'm glad to hear that. And, like, it's been coming for a while. Like you were saying, you've been putting in the hours. You've been doing the hard work behind the scenes. You've been at it for, like, 7 years now?
Almost, like, I think, like, eight now, yeah.
Yeah?
Like, 8 years we've been trying.
Seven years of gigging. Like, 3 years off the lockdown. Like, ish, like, so, yeah. I still feel new. Still feel like a baby.
Just a baby.
I'm just a baby.
Well, I have to ask then, how did the band, like, first get started? Like, what made you guys click in that way that you were like, okay, this is going to be the band? Because I know that you were all kind of, you knew each other sort of generally, but, like, what was the moment where it was like, this is going to be the band?
Honestly, when we started doing karaoke together, we all worked together. Me and Romy went to school together, so, like, we were all best mates. And then I seen Sarah at karaoke, and I thought,
shut up.
We need to start a band.
We all just, like, went, yeah, we're out a lot. We're not a lot. And our local place we went to always did karaoke, and that's the only reason I can think that I got in the band.
She got one of these.
I'm a yapper.
Big old mouth. Yeah.
That was your audition. What was your karaoke tune?
Back then, I would do Wuthering Heights by Kate Bush a lot. I would do anything that was crazy. I know, I'm scared that they won't leave.
Mm-hmm. I think we have to.
I know, they put the lights off. Mm-hmm. But yeah, anything that was big and crazy, and put a show on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. That's a great audition to have. What's coming up next for you guys? This is the plug section.
Sex Pistols tour in September in America.
Yes, all of the bloody festivals.
All
in
the
UK.
Festivals. And then maybe some writing for some else.
And maybe something else along the way, but, you know, we've got to keep something quiet between us.
Okay. Panic Shack, great show tonight.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Amazing.
CFRC 101.9 FM is so thrilled to announce the launch of our brand new accessible website at cfrc.ca. Get your local news, stream your favorite shows, and stay up to date with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for airplay, and oh so much more. CFRC.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing funding drive donors. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm James Abrams.
And I'm John Abrams.
And we're the Abrams Brothers. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Please support community radio.
Hello and welcome to the Release Radar Rundown in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, broadcasting from CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm Dinah Jansen. This program features hot local singles released this year right here in Kingston, Ontario that have been featured in the weekly Release Radar series. Local artists can get in on the action with social media promotion and airplay on CFRC's airwaves by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, let's get things rolling with some great singles across genres released recently in Kingston by local artists. First up, let's have a listen to a great single by Nolan Hubbard with Sit Still called Pollen. This song is about embracing growth and confidently moving on from the things that are holding you back. Sonically, it unfolds gradually. Bouncy bass lines, lush vocal harmonies, swirling indie rock guitars, and dynamic production, which work together to bring the track into full bloom. Hubbard's distinctively stylish vocals paired with Sit Still's rhythmic prowess create a vibrant musical collaboration. Keep up with the artists by following at Nolan H Music and at pad_ty on Instagram. Let's dive in now to enjoy Pollen by Nolan Hubbard with Sit Still right here on the Release Radar Rundown.
Keep inhaling all the pollen. I don't need you in my garden. Behaving, stop installing. Don't be hating, I'm not calling. Didn't think I'd make the cut. See me now, things looking up. Used to be so in a rush. I was stressing out, I was losing touch. Used to think I'd never see this person I turn out to be. But now I've got this energy. So keep your shade away from me. Thought that we'd grow into something beautiful. But it wasn't mine to hold. No, the water doesn't flow. Keep inhaling all the pollen. I don't need you in my garden. You got caught creeping through the weeds. Get good while some of my seeds. Misbehaving, stop installing. Don't be hating, I'm not calling. Don't tell me I still my cut. When I'm dreaming, don't wake me up.
Enjoyed Pollen by Nolan Hubbard with Sit Still. Coming up next, we've got a great track from the local metal band Exogen's debut EP entitled Game of Puppets, released back in January. Featuring four heavy genre-blending tracks, the EP was created by Ben Snyder, Joel Schell, Nathan Graham, and Isaac Heathcock, and produced by Terry Benn at Switzerville Sound Retreat. The band is grateful to their amazing fans and friends supporting them and say they hope to keep the metal scene growing in Kingston. If you want to help grow that scene, go see some of their shows. Follow them on Instagram at Exogen_music to keep up with the latest news from them. For now, let's check out the track called Fleeting Moments from Exogen's debut EP, Game of Puppets, right now on the Release Radar Rundown. We'll be right back. back on the Release Radar Rundown right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. You just heard Fleeting Moments by Exogen. And coming up now, we've got a sweet single by The Sugar Pills called Sugar Pill. This track, released earlier this year, gives listeners a window into a night out in Kingston with the band. It speaks to making your own fun regardless of time and place. Sugar Pill has that quintessential feel-good factor, leaving you with an optimistic glow. Here's Sugar Pill right now by The Sugar Pills.
Liam's at the bar stealing coasters. Isaiah's outside admiring our poster. Evan's waiting on a drink he ordered 20 minutes ago. An old guy just offered me
I'll take one of you out. Wait for
Welcome back. That was Sugar Pill by The Sugar Pills, released earlier this year. Coming up next, we've got a single by the Garvin Brothers called Until We Meet Again, recorded at the Tragically Hip's Bathhouse Recording Studio by Juno Award-winning sound engineer Niall Spencer. The strong and haunting vocals capture the emotion behind losing someone you love in this song. The song was written during a dark time of grief, and the lyrics of this track serve as a comfort to anyone who's ever uttered the words, "Until we meet again."
Come every mountain. I know, watching out there in the sky. I can't lie. It's hard saying goodbye. When I saw you go for the last time, I blame the disease. Could not have taken a better man from me. I blame the disease. When I saw you go, you went so slow. Sometimes I think it should have been me.
that was Until We Meet Again by the Garvin Brothers. Coming up now on the Release Radar Rundown, we've got a great track from Almond Milk's album, Simon and the Pop Curse, released earlier this year called Don't Wait for Nothing. Almond Milk is a 19-year-old romantic and electronic pop artist, producer, singer, multi-instrumentalist, and mixing and sound design engineer. Born in Kingston and based in Montreal, they bring a unique blend of talents to their music. Their second full-length album, Simon and the Pop Curse, was entirely self-written, recorded, produced, mixed, and mastered, and the recording took place at North of Princess Studios in Kingston with support from fellow Kingston artist Luella. The album explores a hero's journey following a young artist as they leave home in search of self-discovery and love. Here's Don't Wait for Nothing by Almond Milk right now on CFRC's Release Radar Rundown.
How did I get so far somewhere else? Trust yourself, you can already take flight. See me like a star that shines so bright. It's the only thing at night. As you let it guide you, trust yourself, you can already take flight. If I
are back, but almost out of time. You just heard Don't Wait for Nothing from Almond Milk's second LP, Simon and the Pop Curse. Coming up now, we've got Left-Handed Archer's single, Haunted by the Ghosts of Elephants That Died There, a song that combines rich, expressive rhythms with immersive soundscapes to elicit a sense of exploration and disorientation, like a climber delving deeper and deeper into an unexplored cave, unaware of what may be lurking inside. Are you a local musician who wants your new work amplified on social media and aired on CFRC? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. You can also reach out to CFRC through our website to book a live studio session with us and play live on our airwaves while doing a fun interview with our crew. Visit cfrc.ca for more details. For now, let's end our show today with this wonderful song, Haunted by the Ghosts of Elephants That Died There by Left-Handed Archer. Thanks for tuning in to the Release Radar Rundown, developed in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll see you next time.
God wanted to know about human suffering. He wanted the sufferer as a man. From the fields, from the sea, from rivers, from night, from the dawn. Came from the fields, from the sea, from rivers, from night.